Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Tom Brady has proven for once and for all that he's not invincible and quite beatable. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. No one should feel sorry for Tom Brady, the glamour-puss quarterback of the New England Patriots. After all, Brady won 3 Super Bowl rings and 2 Super Bowl MVPs by the time he was 28. He's the 28th highest-paid professional athlete, making $20 million a year. And he's married to Gisele Bündchen, the highest-paid fashion model in the world. But clearly, Brady is on the downside of the bell curve. After Sunday night's loss to the Ravens in the AFC Championship game, Brady's NFL playoff record is 8-7 since his last Super Bowl victory in 2005. He's led the Patriots to 2 Super Bowls since, but in both games, they lost the lead in the fourth quarter to the New York Giants. Brady is trying to match the 4 Super Bowl victories of his boyhood hero, Joe Montana, who won his 4th at 35 years old. Brady will be 36 before the 2013 season begins, and while the Patriots will again be a favorite to reach the Super Bowl, aren't they always? He could be running out of time in some of his game. He has not played well in postseason when every opponent has 16 tapes of him to study. Brady was okay throughout most of the loss to the Ravens, but clearly outplayed by 28-year-old Joe Flacco. And Brady made several mental mistakes that were so uncharacteristic. He says he wants to play into his 40s, and he may be able to, the way his team and the NFL rules protect him and all pro quarterbacks these days. But despite all the passing records he owns and still chases, Brady will face the added pressure of being called a has-been. It's a young man's game for sure, and even the rookie quarterbacks are shining far earlier than they used to in their careers. Brady will need all of his prime receivers healthy, which wasn't the case this season, and the Patriots sorely need a deep threat who can stretch the field and give their quarterback more options underneath. But unless Brady can get back to the Super Bowl and win one more, the word on him will be he's finished. Of course, Brady's contemporary Peyton Manning will be 37 in March and still playing winning football for the Denver Broncos, whose president is John Elway. And Elway won both of his Super Bowl rings when he was 37 and 38. This is Archansky. See ya.